Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham, a member of your Let's Trust team. I want to say thank you for being here today and joining together to say our health is important. Becoming healthy is the best decision you will ever make. It is worth it, and I hope you know you are worth it. Whether you're venturing down this road for the first time or you've been at this thing called healthy living a long time, we welcome you. I hope you find that we are here to support each other, learn from each other, celebrate accomplishments, and hold each other accountable, whatever you need. This is your show, okay? So let's get moving, you guys. Remember, we're taking questions today, or as I put out there on Facebook, what we're doing this first Friday of the month, we're going to start out with our new monthly fun feature called Tell Me Something Good. And I said, I wish I could sing that part of the song. I hope you guys can, I said, Tell Me Something Good. You can actually hear it in your, that song, because I was actually down in Florida last week, and one of their radio stations, I think it's like a certain day of the week, they do that. They start out the morning with Tell Me Something Good, and I just thought that was so cool. I want to bring the same thing here because I love success stories. I love hearing the good stuff that everybody's doing out there because it motivates me, and I know it motivates you. So we want you to share something good that you've done this past month for your health and well-being. So what you do with that is press 1, okay? Press 1 and talk to Brittany. She's going to be working with me today on the show, and we want to hear something good, okay? On top of that, if you have any questions, something maybe, or you want to share something maybe that you learned about, again, press 1, chat with Brittany, and we'll get you on here so that we can talk. So I'll tell you guys, I missed sharing some time with you guys last week, and I apologize for that last minute cancellation that we had to do, and sorry that the text got out to you as well, so I missed you. For those of you at Mass, I hope you had a fabulous time. I hope you learned something new and connected with old and new friends. There was excitement out there. It just sounded like a great, great time. Hopefully you stopped by the Heart Smart Highway booth and saw some cooking demonstrations, some skills, some recipes. I know Jeannie was doing stuff with the NutriBullet too. So what I love about that is you can see your whole community coming together out there to just help each other, and I love it. I heard there was also some fermented veggie sampling going on, so thanks to Matt for doing that. I just, like I said, I hated missing it. This is one of those times family trumps, family took priority. I used one of my kids' spring breaks to do some, we did some school visiting down in Florida where we'll be heading this summer. So thank you for your understanding. Another thing I want to share with you guys, we're going to keep this to 1 hour, especially for people that want to come back and listen to the recorded thing. So we'll keep it to 1 hour. We'll see how that goes. And, again, we're learning, and we'll just play it by ear. So before we get started, I wanted to share something that we did as a team here, too. We kind of stepped back and sharpened the saw a little bit. We have a plan, kind of a blueprint we're going to go forward with and tweak as we go and add some new things, especially if you guys say, hey, what about this or that? But our time together on the show is not strictly about the food we eat or moving our behinds. We talk about the whole person, the whole you. So these weeks ahead, we're just going to be more consistent, packed with more goodness that we want to talk about. So we'll have a specific thing we're going to talk about each week, okay? So more so that you guys can know what to expect. So what I love about that is you'll know ahead of time about something maybe you want to share. Or, like at the end of the show, I'll share what we're going to talk about next week so that maybe you'll go out and learn more about it. Or this specific case, it's actually a DVD out there. There's some video clips. So that you can go learn and then come back and share what you think, okay? We can get some dialogue going then. There could be things like when we do the week on like exercise and fitness that you know someone who's an expert or who has found success, including yourself, that you might want to come on as a guest, or you might have somebody that you would say would be a great guest for the show. So, God, I want you to feel that this is yours, and you're part ownership in the show, and and we're going to make it work for everyone. So this is what we think we want the month to do. So one of them is going to be about nutrition, of course, food, what we put in our mouths to nourish and sometimes not nourish, just so that you can learn what to stay away from. Exercise and fitness, especially things you guys can do on the road, but also then when you're back home, because I've heard from people say that, you know, on the road you got it down, but then when you get home, you can kind of lose it, and sometimes that can be hard to bounce back from. Wellness in general, natural things you can do to fill your mind and body. Meditation. I have a lady here actually right here in Akron area that's going to come on board that does some meditation, and I'll share her website too because she actually has some online ones that I used one this week that was just fabulous. So I'm really, really excited about that. And then success stories. This whole tell me something good because we want to hear them. I'm so proud of you guys for all that you do. So that's where we're going, and like I said, we'll adjust as you guys say, what about this, what about that, and I'm excited. So what I wanted to talk about, and actually I need to slow my talking down a little bit. You guys know I get going too fast when I get excited about this, but I was thinking of the tortoise and the hare, kind of appropriate with it being Easter weekend. And with the whole rabbit thing. So, you know, how did life get so darn fast? You know, you're probably nodding your head right now. And, you know, how about the saying, the older we get, the faster it goes? Have you ever heard that? So I sure feel that way. But I was thinking back to, you know, when we think about wanting things fast, I was thinking about also cuffing, you know, back to the microwave oven, and I'm kind of dating myself. But, you know, remember the day when you wanted to heat up something and you actually had to fire up the oven or you just ate it cold? And I think my mom actually had one of the first microwaves on our block, and it was a big thing. You know, it was this huge thing that had this turn dial for the timer. And then I ended up getting my first apartment. It didn't have a microwave, and I thought I was going to go nuts, you know, wait 15 minutes for something to heat up. That was unheard of. So, you know, some people blame technology, you know, the internet and, you know, how everything just, you know, we want it now. You know, faxing. How about faxing, which still blows my mind how that happens. Email, overnight mail. You know, we kid about snail mail, but there's some value to that too, isn't it, having to wait for something. I think back to, and that was a big eye-opener when my son was at boot camp, you know, the letters. You know, we wrote letters to him and then had to wait for the mailman to deliver us back. And there's something so so real about that, so simple. But, you know, how does this people want it yesterday type mentality affect all of you out on the road? You know, when you have to be, make a delivery on time, what stress does that cause for you? So, you know, what does this think about that? And I want to bring this around to think of you personally here. But, you know, just yesterday we were ringing in the new year, and now our first quarter is done. So how are you doing on your business goals? How about your health and wellness goals in general? They're all tied together. You know, we can't separate them, and sometimes we think we can. But, you know, personally here, and this got me thinking about this as well, our life got kind of crazy here with having to, you know, get ready to move and sell our house. And, you know, my husband's not here during the week, so we've all been working hard here, painting on stairs, floor to ceiling, to closets, to basements. And I let this affect my wellness goals. I completely got out of habit of, you know, my exercising, planning my meals out, so then I'm grabbing anything around, and I had to kind of step back. I had to, first of all, be a little bit patient with myself, because I had learned years ago that usually you can only handle like three big life things. You know, you got your family, you got your work, and something else. And that, my other thing was like, you know, my working out, my exercise, especially if I was training for an event. And then I went through this, moving in, you know, having to get a house ready to move and all that kind of stuff. So something faltered then, and it was my my exercise and my health side of it. But I know that won't be long term, and so I have to be patient and step back, get done what I need to do, and then get back to focusing on that. Not that we let it go completely, because that can be just as detrimental. But so You have to be patient. Have to be that tortoise. I teach a Dave Ramsey course at our church, and that was one of the biggest things that I learned through his program. He uses an analogy of tortoise and the hare as far as like our financial health. Be patient, stay the course. The tortoise always wins. So what does that say as far as, you know, our health? It's not fast, is it? You know, especially if you might have a, and it's easy to say about weight, you know, with a lot of weight to lose, or it can be tough. It can be kind of overwhelming because we want it to be fast. We want it to be like right now. And even though we tell ourselves in our head, you know, we didn't gain it overnight, we're not going to lose it overnight, that's still hard to put your arms around and, you know, believe. So, but it's not fast. And if it was, we know that it possibly will not be long-term if we do it fast. So I'm happy being the tortoise as far as I'm concerned. We, you know, we talk about not having to have a deadline and a deadline with our health because this is our life. This is the way we're going to live. We're not on a diet that we're going to start and get off. So just keep going. Be the tortoise. Be patient. Stay that course. You're going to have detours on the road. Put your goals in pen. Put those things you want to accomplish in pen. Put the deadline in pencil because life will happen and be okay with yourself to have to race and put a new date down, okay? So some ways to be a tortoise. Be aware. Be aware of what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. Name it and claim it. Have a plan. Write it down. And prepare, you know, if you're going to start a new exercise thing, decide where you're going to do it. If you're out on the road, you know, might be more short-term goals, like where you're going to be stopping. And, you know, you look online on Facebook on the Truck and Runners page, find out where a trail's going to be, or put a note out to people saying this is where I'm stopping, where's a good place to do, or at least know what you're going to do when you get there, okay? Baby steps. Not everything at once. And have accountability partner. Again, this goes back to, I learned so much from the Dave Ramsey course. And, you know, like I said, financial budgeting is so similar to, you know, healthy eating. And especially if you're training for an event or something, it's very, very similar. And adjust for detours because they are going to happen. Be easy on yourself. Have a strategy in place for what you'll do when things come up, and then get right back on track and keep moving forward, okay? So that was my thought for today with the tortoise and the hare. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Are you a tortoise or a hare? You know, is it different at different times? But with that, I want to back up, and again, this is our time to tell me something good, share it with everybody, and let's celebrate each other, you guys. Let's celebrate all your accomplishments. So thank you so much. We are going to head right off to Utah and talk to Melissa. Melissa, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I am just fantastic.
I love your energy. I love your energy.
I love my energy. Oh, my gosh. I saw your topic for the for the show today, so I was perfect because I just weighed myself this morning, and I am down 20 pounds. Yeah, I'm down 20 pounds since January.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Tell me more.
Oh, it's I've been, like, probably like most people, I've been on an up-and-down weight loss thing since I was in college, you know, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight. But this time, the reason I'm so excited about it is it just feels so different because I'm not on a diet. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating different things, and I'm trying to eat more of certain foods, and I'm not even really focusing on the foods that I'm not eating, because once I eat the foods that I want to eat and that are healthy, I don't have room for the other foods, because I'm not
hungry.
Yeah,
oh, that's a great way.
So,
that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, it's just excellent. You know, I'm eating the healthy fats, like Dr. Mercola recommends in his book, eating a lot of vegetables, all that stuff. And I've also been messing around with something he talks about in his book, intermittent fasting, which I've had great success with. I've been doing it for about a month, and it's been great. I've actually been able to lose a little more weight per week doing the intermittent fasting that he talks about.
Well, tell us, what does that look like?
Okay, there's different types of intermittent fasting. The one that he talks about in his book is basically a 16 to 18 hour fast where you don't eat 4 hours before you go to bed, and then you don't eat your first meal until like noon. And this is only if you're trying to lose weight. If you're not trying to lose weight, you don't have to do this. But if you're trying to lose weight, this is something that he recommends to do. And then there's also something called a 5-2 fast, where you pretty much don't count calories like 5 days out of the week, but you obviously want to eat healthy foods. And then 2 days out of the week, you can eat one meal a day, right around lunchtime or an early dinner, 500-600 calories. And then there's a third one, which I've been doing, is the every other day fast. Is one day out of the week you don't count calories. You can eat all day long. And then the next day, you just eat one meal, about 500 calories, lunch or an early dinner. That's what I've been doing. And I need to stress that it's very important that if you want to do the intermittent fasting, that you eat healthy. Because if you're not eating healthy, you will not get the results that you want from the fasting. You have to eat healthy on the days that you're eating and on your fast days when you eat your small meal. So it will work, but you have to get your nutrition good first, and then you can try the intermittent fasting. That's very important. But it's been working great for me.
So what does he say that fasting day does for you? Where is it? What does he say the basis of how it's working?
It's like a reset. Your body, goes through some kind of a reset. I can't explain it. I'm not a doctor. But it's kind of like your body resets. They've done testing with study groups on people, and they've seen lower cholesterol levels and lower blood sugar levels and all this other stuff on the fasting days. And it improves your overall health because it allows your body to reset, and it keeps your digestive system from getting lazy. Most people's digestive systems are really lazy right now because we eat like every 2 or 3 hours. We eat basically from when we wake up to when we go to bed all day long every day. So our digestive systems are lazy. So it kickstarts your digestive system and gets it to start working again, so you can actually lose weight and maintain a healthy weight.
That's fascinating. I'm going to have to check that out. So is that something that you can do all the time? Like it's... You can just incorporate it into your lifestyle, period. Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing the weight loss thing right now. So I'm doing, like, you don't count calories, but I am counting calories just because I'm curious how much I eat and I want to see how many negative calories I have. So I end up eating about between 1,800 and 2,000 calories on my non-fasting day, what's called the feast day. And then on the fasting day, I eat 500 calories at lunch. If you get your goal weight and you want to maintain it, I can still stick with this every other day thing. I can just eat more calories on my feast day, and on my fast, technically quote-unquote fast day, I would eat like 1,000 calories. That's the plan for the weight maintenance on that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool. That'll be interesting. That's interesting. I'll have to go read on that. So that's on Dr. Mercola's site, M-E-R-C-O-L-A, right?
Yeah, Mercola.com, correct. If you just look up intermittent fasting, you'll find all kinds of videos and articles.
Oh, cool. Okay. That's really neat. Well, hey, Melissa, congratulations on the weight loss. And I got to say the energy. I mean, it's just coming through the phone. That's just – what else? What else has been the benefit that you have found over this last quarter here? Besides energy, are you feeling better or just –
Well, I'm less tired during the day. I've never had trouble sleeping, I don't think. I haven't really monitored my sleep, but I don't think I've ever had really had trouble sleeping. But I am less tired during the day. I tend to get sluggish in the afternoon. I used to, but not so much anymore, no. So that's good. Okay. I mean, I feel lighter on my feet. I feel more flexible. I feel younger. I mean, I'm over 30 now, and I was complaining to Rick. I was like, man, I'm getting old because I was starting to feel, like, creepy and stuff like that.
Hey.
Yeah. But you know, it's amazing what happens when you actually eat the right things and you exercise and all that stuff. You just feel it's amazing the difference.
That's great. Well, Melissa, keep up the great work, and – thanks for sharing, and thanks for, because I love this, because I know you do this. You like this is the intermittent fasting. You are such a giver where you want to share it. You know that you're doing it for yourself, but you also know this will help others. So I really, really appreciate that whole mindset. So thank you.
I love it. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, until next week. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk soon. Bye, Melissa. Let's off to head to California. Jose, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very good, thanks. Thank you. So what would you like to share with us, Jose?
It caught me on the treadmill.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
My something good is kind of similar to the last call. Since the end of January, I decided to get into a fitness challenge, a 12-week fitness challenge. Today is the last day.
Oh, wow.
And I am extremely excited about my results. I weighed myself in yesterday. And I started out at 186 pounds. I'm down to 160.
What?
And, 26
That's
pounds.
Awesome.
So.
Wow.
I guess you already know that for me, it's always been lifting weights and never really incorporated too much cardio. And on this 12-week challenge, I've been following a fitness program on Body Space. And I changed my diet, and I've been doing clean eating and prepping my meals when I go out on the road for a day or two. Usually I'm only gone for about a day or two, and so I prep meals. If I'm gone for a day, I'm prepping about 9 meals because I'll be back home the next morning, and I work out at gyms or whatever I can find at a TA, or if I end up being somewhere where I don't have a gym, I try to find some in the parking lot. Like there was a night that was in Prim Valley, Nevada, and I was there at the casino, and I decided to go up and down the stairs there in the parking garage. And that was my cardio, and then I lifted some weights in the truck. And so I've been able to knock down 26 pounds, and I'm a lean, what I call, my build is lean. The gut that I used to have is pretty much gone just because of the clean eating.
Right.
And probably by this weekend I'll post my before and after pictures on Facebook.
Oh, that'll be great. So, Jose, I know you've always been into fitness. What changed? I mean, is it the clean eating? Was that the big shift for you? And then, like you said, you had a cardio too, right? So tell me give me some example of what you pack and prepare for the road.
Well, I prepare my meals. The meals that I follow in the program, I start off in the morning with oatmeal and 2 egg whites. And I actually mix that in with the oatmeal and add a little bit of cinnamon for taste, but that's my morning meal. And my number 2 meal is a brown rice and a lean steak. My number 3 meal, I have 7 meals a day. My third meal is sweet potato and veggies and chicken. And my lunch is fish, brown rice and veggies. And then I repeat the number 3 meal again, and before my workout, it's brown rice and fish. And then at night before going to bed, about an hour or two before bedtime, it'll be veggies and steak, lean steak. And it's pretty much the same thing every day.
Wow.
But the cardio that I've added is before I used to just speed walk for 20 minutes, I added an extra 20-25 minutes, so it's about 45 to an hour of cardio per day. I'll start off the morning a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Start off the morning with a half hour, and then I'll end the night with a half hour. And and then I've just been doing a lot more weights than what I used to.
Okay. And how did you find that hard to bump up the time like that and into your days?
No, it just meant getting up a little bit. Getting up a little earlier, I always walked at the end of a work day, but I never got up in the morning to start walking.
Okay.
To me, the biggest thing was changing what I ate, and I stopped eating, you know, the fast food. If I did go, if I ended up running out of meals because I got delayed at a shipper, there were a couple of times where I did end up on a roll without any meals, and I ended up, you know, going to Wendy's or Subway and getting salad, you know, still keeping to my to my my diet, you know, and staying away from the burgers and stuff, and going to Subway or Wendy's. But Wendy's, I love Wendy's salad, so.
Okay.
That's what I.
That is awesome.
You know, that's the only thing. That's a big difference. But I'm really happy about the change. I'm excited about this weekend. I'll post my pictures. I'll take my pictures tonight, my after pictures, and I'll post them this weekend.
Oh, I can't wait to see. That is fabulous results. So what are you going to do now from here? What's your next step?
Well,
I'm just going to continue
eating the same way, but you know, I did cut out milk, and I did cut out bread, and I did cut out fruits during the 12-week, but I will incorporate back into my diet the fruits little by little, but I'll still continue to eat clean. But in order to stay on it forever, I am going to have a cheat day. I need to have it.
Yeah.
And yesterday I did do it. I went to In-N-Out. So.
Oh. I believe in cheat days. I do. But that is, now what is this? It was a 12-week fitness. So was it something you like signed on to do, or you read about, or you were doing with other people, or?
Well,
you were doing it on your own.
I buy my products from bodybuilding.com, and they had a 12-week challenge where you can win $200,000 for someone who can, you know, has the best, you know, before and after. That was my, you know, incentive. But once I got onto Body Space and made friends, it's kind of like Facebook for fitness, and made friends, and they keep you accountable, and, you know, you post your workouts, your daily workouts on there, and they keep you accountable and stuff like that. So I think the big difference from, I've done workouts before or tried to lose weight before and was not successful, you know, 2-3 weeks in, I'll go back to my regular diet and stuff. But this time, keeping a log of what I ate and keeping a log of my workouts and stuff is the big difference this time is that I had people keeping me accountable and had it in writing this time.
Okay. Oh, those are awesome points. Those are awesome points. So what was that space again you said? That was a community of?
Bodyspace.com.
Bodyspace.com. Okay. That's fascinating.
Yeah, I can send you a link later.
That sounds great. Oh, Jose, thank you so, so much. I know this has been, like I said, part of your life. And I was just, actually, you had sent me an article, gosh, was that about a year ago, from the Men's Health magazine? I think you had shared. And Brittany put together, like, I won't say how all of my health stuff was organized. It wasn't organized before. Brittany grabbed it and organized it in a binder. And I just looked at that. I was thinking about you today because I just looked at that article that you had shared quite a bit ago from the Men's Health. So it's really neat to see somebody who's, yeah, I look at that's been healthy and been very, very fit, and then you took it and you tweaked it and you got focused, and these great points from the logging what you ate to working out to being accountable, and I love the whole clean eating. That is, congratulations, Jose, and I just really, really appreciate you sharing as well. So.
Well, thank you, Kent.
Can't wait to see the pictures. Good luck. Maybe you'll win, huh? That would be awesome.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of people that look a lot better than I do right now.
And you know what? I think it just goes to share, and that's what, again, I thank all you guys for coming on here, too. It's so true when you don't feel alone, when you feel there's other people doing it, and you have that, like you said, that accountability that, you know, we got to show up. We got to show up and do the work because we're all doing it.
Yeah.
So. Okay, let me ask you one more question. The clean eating, the meal plan that you followed, was that from that challenge, or did you find it yourself, or is that something we can direct people to go look at if they want to, you know, get an idea a little bit more about it?
The meal plan, I was following a bodybuilder's meal plan. His name is Chris Gethin. You can just look for him on Body Space and follow his 12-week transformation challenge. It's a whole meal plan, including workouts that you have to do for the 12 weeks.
Okay, and that was Chris. What was the last name?
Gethin. It's G-E-T-H-I-N.
Okay, great. Oh, gosh. Thank you so much, Jose, for sharing that. So, okay.
No,
keep up the great work.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Get that treadmill going. Bye now.
Bye.
Let's head out to New York and talk to Tom. Tom, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim. I'm doing pretty good today. I'm still recovering from that.
I bet. How was it? Give us number one thing you learned from there.
Get really, 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 really more comfortable shoes than what I had.
Oh. Okay.
See, no, seriously, I think the number one thing I learned this year, and I suspected it going in, but it was proven to me that a lot of different people, and not just drivers, but a lot of groups, are starting to take notice of drivers trying to get healthier and are responding to it.
Yeah.
I noticed it last year at GATS. It's continued this year at MATS, and I think it's going to be even bigger this year at GATS again. That was really the one big thing I did. Thursday was probably the biggest day in terms of health, in terms of, you know, everything that everyone was doing. If I had to pick one single day, that was probably the biggest day. But there was definitely health stuff going on in some form or another down there every day this year or so. Definitely, I would say the biggest takeaway that I got is I think the industry is starting to take the fact that drivers want to get healthier, and whether it's through diet, exercise, whatever, I think people are finally starting to realize this is not just a fad.
Yeah, that's great. That's huge.
But back to the shoes part. I got a new fitness tracker, which works great at MATS. Unfortunately, I discover I walk about 2,000 steps every 100 miles. So I'm going. You know, I know I told you my goal last week was to walk a little bit more each day, and I'm trying to find a fitness tracker that will actually work on the truck, because I drive a lot of rough roads, and today at about the 100 miles, I've walked 100 miles, I've walked about 2,000 steps. So it's great for the numbers, because all I have to do is just drive a little bit further each day, and I up my goal. But in terms of actually walking, it's another conversation. But I walked approximately 30 miles or better over the 3 days of MATS this year.
That's insane.
The last 2 days I did it on a cane, no less, because I hurt my knee a little bit on the health walk. So,
okay.
I mean, Friday and Saturday I was you know, hobbling around like a madman with the cane. So, I think that's kind of the other thing that I kind of took away is if you want to participate in an event like that, you're not going to let anything stop you from being where you want to be when you want to be there. You might get there a little bit slower or maybe even a couple minutes late, but you will get there and you will do what you want to do. So
that's right.
But you know, as this whole topic for the day of the tortoise and the hare,
mm-hmm.
I would definitely say I'm the tortoise. I keep joking. I'm a turtle. I bring my home with me. But because the other thing that I've noticed, though, is there's a lot of drivers out there. I would say they're more the hares, because they're looking for that program or that product or whatever it is that's going to help them to solve their weight gain rather quickly, you know. As you and I have talked about, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, I've lost quite a bit of weight. I've had some ups and I've had some downs. I'm mainly doing it, you know, diet. Well, I hate to say diet, meal plans and exercise. But, you know, for me that works. It's a little bit more slower, but I've been able to stay ballpark in the range that I wanted to. And, you know, I see some of these other people, you know, they're trying, you know, I don't want to mention any specific products or companies, but, you know, they're trying all these different products, and some of them are getting some really dramatic weight loss really quick. But, you know, my question is, how long are they going to be able to keep it up? Because some of those products, they want you to spend $200-$300 a month. And, you know, how anybody can afford that long term, I'm not sure. But if they can and it works for them, you know, great. You know, like I said, I would have to say I'm definitely much more on the turtle side myself.
Yeah, and this is, you know, I always say, and again, you said not to use the word diet, but you know, the diet to be on is the one that works for you, and if it's and then, you know, hopefully getting around, like we are all doing here, like the group of like-minded people that can, if you do that, have to do that quick thing to get you going, and then find a lifestyle that you can maintain, is ideal. So, yeah.
And that's huge. And that's actually another thing, is I know there was actually talk with some various groups down there about how they want to start looking for ways for support networks for drivers. Now, whether it's using Facebook or a phone system or whatever it is, I think that was still up in the air. But there were several different organizations that were talking about really improving the fellowship and communication among drivers and a support network to help make everybody more successful. So, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that's rolling out. There's actually a couple new drivers organizations that are starting up that will have a very strong health focus. So it was really exciting to see all of that. And at least everybody's indicating they're in it for the long haul. So that's
great.
That's something that's really, like I said, I think I'd say the industry is moving more towards the turtle approach because they realize it took us a long time to get to where we are now health-wise. And it's going to take a long time to fix it. So
yeah, and it has to stick too. I mean, this has to become part of the industry just in general. Period.
It really does. But yeah. The other thing is I don't know if Jeannie Lennox is calling in today, but her and Les Willis did quite a bit of things down there, and I know Linda Cathy jokingly referred to that Jeannie and I saved Linda's life on Saturday night because she got done with her day at the truck show and hadn't eaten dinner and got drawn right into some activity. So she came over by the Heart Smart Highway trailer, and Jeannie and I were able to feed her a healthy dinner, albeit mostly leftovers. But it was one of those things. We put that plate of food in front of Linda, and in a matter of seconds, it was like disappeared. But and then later on, she goes, "Thank you for saving my life." And we're going, "Well, Linda, I don't know if we saved your life. We just saved you from murdering all the people who are keeping you from dinner." But either way, it works.
You know what? And that's just another example of like that. You're just aware of other people's needs and can help there.
And like I said, Les and Jeannie really did do quite a bit of bringing awareness with that Heart Smart Highway trailer. And like I said, so I definitely want to give them credit for what they did. And it also just gave a nice, convenient place for anybody who's interested in health of an evening. You know, they had some chairs set up outside, and you could just kind of go over there and sit down. And next thing you knew, there'd be a few people over there talking about health. So it really was a good setup, and it's something that I hope that they'll be able to do at other truck shows because it really did work, and it kind of surprised me with between the Cooking Summit and some others of how many people were there and really had an interest in that. And I actually got to taste my first fermented veggies. Matt, I'm going to screw his last name up, Youngbluff, I think I said that right, brought up a bunch of fermented veggies he had made, and everybody was extremely impressed with them. So it was a great experience overall.
Good deal. Well, Tom, and I know you're so dedicated to it, too, so grateful to be just gotten to know you and keep coming on and sharing things and keep moving forward yourself. Stay healthy, okay?
I work on it. Actually, one quick thing here is if anybody has ideas on an activity tracker that works well in the truck, I'd love to know. I'm trying to find one that works, and I found one that was pretty accurate, but it didn't hold up well to the vibration on the truck. So if anybody's got ideas on that, you feel free to post on my Facebook page, Road Tested Living Without the G, or, get the information to Kim. I'm sure you'll forward it to me. But I'd like to try to find one that's actually accurate on the truck.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. Okay, so what you're saying, because of the vibration, you don't have any GPS on there that's tracking right?
The one I found that was pretty accurate, they did, do like a lot of the road bounds as steps. After about 3-4 months, it just stopped working. The one I'm using now, it appears to be better designed and more durable, but literally for about every 100 miles I drive, it registers between 1,000 and 2,000 steps per 100 miles.
Okay.
It's a real challenge. I know I was actually talking to some people who are looking into designing some of this kind of stuff for drivers, and they never considered the vibration being a problem.
So that is
a real problem for drivers, finding something that's durable and accurate.
Okay. Well, hey, that's a great thanks, Tom. That's a great segue, Tom. Because I bet this gentleman next will have an idea, because I know he's using a fitness tracker too, so maybe we'll see how his is working for him. And since you brought it up, Tom, about tasting some of Matt's fabulous fermented veggies, I've got Matt here on the line, who's in Wisconsin. Welcome, Matt.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I am going to steal Dave Ramsey's line and say I'm better than I deserve.
There we go. I don't know about that.
I love that line. Yeah.
That's great. Better than you deserve.
Yeah.
Let me back up and say real quick, because Tom mentioned about the fitness. Do you have a challenge with your fitness tracker in your truck?
Yes, he is absolutely correct. I haven't worried about it because yes, it logs wrong, but I just keep that in the back of my head that I know what it is. A couple things he could try is, depending upon which one he has, if it's a little bitty thing, there's some you could tie on like a shoelace, or if it's a big enough band, you could put it on your ankle, put it in your pocket. That might get rid of the vibration while you're driving.
Okay.
Because my wife, Angie, she wasn't tracking very many steps because working at a desk all day, and even though she stands and moves around her feet, but her wrists really didn't move, so she wasn't tracking hardly any of her steps throughout the day. She, I believe she started with it in her pocket, and she's working on getting one that she put on her ankle, and it's tracking the steps much better. So, Tom, if you want to try something like that, either just stick it in your pocket and see if that makes a difference. Because, the other thing to do would be take it off while you're driving. But if you're like me, you'll forget to put it back on when you stop. So then it won't do any good.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So we'll have to keep up on that and see what's working for people. That's great.
Yeah, being in your pocket when you are walking, you would think in your pocket it might be too secured or too tight in your pocket. From everything I've heard from other people, that's not an issue. I haven't personally done it, but it being in your pocket will work.
Okay, awesome. I did not even realize it completely makes sense now. So, thanks for sharing that, Matt. Okay, so you got some good stuff to share?
Yeah, I'd like to basically give a big high five to Melissa way over in, I think she said Utah.
Yeah.
I got to repeat her story. about 5 or 6 weeks with the fermented vegetables and the gut health, the probiotic type stuff, I can't say I'm dieting. I am not really watching what I eat at all or trying to eat less. I'm just trying to eat better things and more, cut out things that I know I don't want. And what really made a difference, in my opinion, I read the book Wheat Belly probably a year and a half ago, maybe even 2 years ago. And when Kevin brought it up on your show a few weeks ago, that he started doing that, he's cutting out all grains out of his diet. I mean, between mostly wheat, but that's the biggest one. Rice is another big one. But really, all grains. Oatmeal, people think is great for him. I tell you what, it's suppressed my appetite without trying. Mm-hmm. And I have, in about 6 weeks, I've lost 13 or 14 pounds now as of today.
That's fabulous.
The only thing I have done more of it, it's walking. Since I got the Fitbit, that's motivated me to get up and get out of the truck and go for a walk every day. And so I am a little bit more active, but not any major exercise routine or anything like that. Just trying to walk a couple miles a day.
That's great. And that's what the Fit Tracker's done for you, is that just made you more aware, right, it sounds like.
Yep.
So, Matt, you read the book first, you said, like a year and a half, 2 years ago. Did it just, like, timing now, did it just speak like, hey, I'm going to try that? And
well,
it sounded like something you could fit.
Same way Kevin said it, you know, I read the book 2.5 years ago and thought, you know, that sounds interesting, but, you know, grain, it just didn't compute in my head that grain would be bad for us. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years and people have been eating it. But until I've physically tried it and got off all the grains, I can't believe how well it's working. Like I say, I'm not dieting at all. I'm actually eating several foods that most people would think are fattening and not good for you. The high quality protein fats.
Uh-huh.
A lot of avocado. Yeah. I actually do more of my cooking, my chicken, my fish, with either an olive oil or a coconut oil. In the morning when I make eggs, I mix coconut oil in with that. And actually, I was quite surprised. The coconut oil in the bottom of the rice cooker to cook eggs works very well. It's almost like making a poached egg.
Huh, okay.
It boils in the oil. It cooks very well.
And you are, and you're a guy, too, that you're, and it'll be interesting to see as well, because you keep track of your numbers, like, you know, for your well, I guess, you know, with the cholesterol and that kind of stuff, to end up seeing how this all, you know, plays out, too, with your numbers. So, and I think it's just a great example, Matt, of finding something that, you know, works for you and you can do long-term and, you know, then betters your health all around that you can pick up with. So, congratulations.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the other reasons, you know, I never got into it when I read the book the first time, it seems, when you start thinking about it, it seems like a really hard thing to do. Because wheat and grain are in almost everything we eat on the commercial market. So you think it's going to cut everything out of your diet, which it does cut a lot out, but it once you get into it and, you know what you don't want to eat and things to avoid, it's not that hard. And I'll relate that to the same with walking. And, you know, you guys that like to run, you'll ask everybody out here on the road, well, there's no place to do it. Well, now that I've been walking, I can find a place to walk almost every time I stop. It's once you look for it, it's there.
Yeah, isn't it true? I love that whole mentality. I think Melissa said it as well, too, is that you don't look at what you can't have. You don't look at what you can't do.
Yep.
You go find other stuff and you'll make it happen. So that's great. Hey, if you're not on that Truck and Runner Facebook page, I encourage anybody who, you know, wants to get walking and that Truck and Runners is for walkers as well. They really put out there where good trails are, wherever you guys are stopping. So great resource.
Yep.
So.
Okay,
Matt.
Oh, I was just going to repeat what Tom said, too, at the truck show. I was quite surprised with all the health-related stuff there, and it is definitely becoming more apparent in the industry. And I'll congratulate Tom on what he's doing. He is trying to be proactive about ways to make it work between us drivers and the truck stop.
Great.
Those of us that want to cook in the truck, you know, we want to buy one tomato or, you know, small amounts of stuff to cook in the truck with that's not available at the truck stop. So instead of taking business away from the truck stop and, you know, going to a grocery store and that, Tom is talking with the truck stops and trying to get them to have that available at a reasonable price. I mean, we don't expect a truck stop to meet a grocery store pricing, but they don't need to be outrageously priced either. They're already buying much of that stuff bulk for their restaurants. So if they could sell it through the restaurant or, you know, in the convenience store at a reasonable rate for small quantities, and that keeps both sides of the industry happy, both the truck stop chains and the driving public.
That is huge, and you guys are all such a collective force out there that if everybody voiced that to, you know, the truck stop, think what could happen. You guys wouldn't have to stop at the Walmart and stock up necessarily, you know. If you knew you could get good, healthy components to cook with and that from the truck stop, that would be huge.
Yep. The more we keep them involved, the better it all works out.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're going to have Tom share more about that, too, later. So that's great, Matt. Well, we appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Be safe
out there. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. I just want to, first of all, thank everybody that's on here and everybody who got on the show to share what's working for them with good, because I think, and again, I didn't get to experience it, Matt, what I'm hearing is huge. It was on Facebook that this is becoming just such a collective force, and the power that's behind that, you guys, is huge. So pay it forward. Bring another driver along on this journey, too, to plug them in. If you see them struggling, not sure where to go, Give them some time and say, hey, you know, let's chat about this. You know, just put their arms around them and bring them along on this journey too. So with that, there's, you know, if you're not on Facebook on the Heart Smart Highway and the Truck and Runners page, there's also the Ride and Roll cycling page of drivers that, you know, cycle out on the road. Get on those pages. Tom's Road Tested Living is another one. So. And, of course, our Destination Health. And I have to clarify, there's two Destination Health pages out there, and I'm going to try to get this straightened out, figured out, because I had put one up originally that was like a group where you had to, like, be accepted to it. But then we have a social media person, Fabulous, that was helping us with Let's Truck, that we have a page that you can like. So if you put in a request to be accepted to the other page, just know that it's the page that you just like that we want to get to be the main source here. So we'll get that figured out. So come and find us. Okay, either way, come and find us. Twitter, Let's Truck Health. And so next week, this is what we're going to be chatting about next week, you guys. And this is so fascinating. We're going to be talking about the documentary called Fed Up. If you get a chance, I know it's in DVD. It's on Netflix. So see what you can find out there. At the very minimal, you can go onto YouTube and you can see little clips from it, okay? So it's a very interesting documentary about the added sugar in our food. And it'll make you just more aware and determined just to take back, take the control back for yourself and your health. And we can. And again, it's that whole awareness and determination to make some good choices. But it's really, really a fascinating documentary. So that's what we're going to chat about next week. If you get a chance, please watch it or even the little clips on it and come and share what your thoughts are on that, okay? So
I want to thank you so much for, real quick too, to go forward a little bit, the next week, I hope to get, and I got to reach out to him, there, you guys, this is exciting. That Truck and Runners Facebook page, which is just fabulous, just first of all, finished up the winter racing series. And then there is a group of four truck drivers. I mean, they are over the road. They are running on, I have the date on it. It's called the Ball State 500K Relay. You guys, that's 314 miles. There are four of them. The race starts in Missouri and ends in Georgia and covers five states. They have 4.5 days to do it. And, you know, these drivers, I mean, they are running all the time. You know, they're driving, driving the routes, and they find a place to run. And that's why that page is such a great page to see different places that you can walk or run in. But so I'm hoping to, on the 17th, bring one of the guys on here just to share a little bit more about that. But I just thought that's just so incredible. Didn't even know, you know, if you were aware that there were other people out there doing that, these ultra runners that are also in their cabs during the day or night. So that's probably the 17th. So with that, I feel like I've talked a mile a minute. I apologize. Talk about fast pace. So thank you so much. Thanks for joining us today. And thank you for sharing your stories. Thank you for being part of this group that we lift each other up. You motivate me so much. And I just hope you know you matter to us and our health matters to us. Your health matters to us. So until next week, keep learning, keep connecting with like-minded people, keep moving and be committed to you. Be a leader out there on the roads and at home in this health journey and bring people along, okay? Be healthy, be fit to do the hard work and master this journey to health. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday weekend. Be safe, and we'll see you next week. Bye now.